In the upcoming midterms, voters in many states will have the opportunity to choose the person tasked with running their state elections. Typically, that's the Secretary of State, and it's a powerful position. These contests have gained more attention amid the growing wave of baseless claims about the integrity of the voting process and the 2020 election. In the swing state of Pennsylvania, voters won't have the option to select their Secretary of State this November, but elections and who runs them is on many voters' minds. Here and Now's Sam Rafelson has more.
Northampton is a battleground county in Pennsylvania, just north of Philadelphia. Last month, in an old classic theater, the local Republican Party hosted not a speech or a rubber chicken dinner, but a watch party.
Well, enjoy the movie. At the end, seriously, this young lady here will sign you up. We need poll watchers and poll workers.
The film is called 2,000 Mules, which has been widely discredited because it purports to document election fraud. The film features Dinesh D'Souza, a right-wing commentator who has long trafficked in conspiracy theories. His main argument is that cell phone tracking data and video suggest evidence of ballot mules. In other words, people who illegally haul multiple ballots to voter drop boxes and stuff them in.
Let me begin by asking a very simple question. Do we know the truth about what really happened in the 2020 election?
I think millions of Americans know something went wrong, and they have little pieces, and no one's really put it together.
I'm agnostic.
By D'Souza's math, some 2,000 mules delivered 400,000 dodgy votes in 2020, enough to put Joe Biden over the top.
The 2020 election haunts the American mind.
We should note that data analysts in the film refuse to hand over evidence for their claims to lawmakers in Wisconsin or law enforcement in Arizona. But here in Pennsylvania, the film is convincing enough for some voters. Just ask Lisa Peters and Gene Walk.
Their evidence, what they brought forth, it's indisputable.
This isn't something Dinesh and these people made up. This is the truth of what happened, and you feel so cheated by it.
Chad Christman says he felt the film underscored the main issue that he believes mangled the 2020 election, voting by drop box or mail.
For those of us that have critical thinking, it didn't take much to connect the dots of COVID being the catalyst to start mail-in ballots, because without mail-in ballots, you don't have this.
These are all loyal supporters of Doug Mastriano. He's a Republican state senator running for governor. And in the Keystone State, the governor appoints the person who oversees elections. In a recent appearance on Newsmax, Mastriano suggests how he plans to use his governing power in the upcoming presidential election.
I get to appoint the Secretary of State, and the road to 2024 goes straight through Pennsylvania.
And if elected, he's vowed to purge voting rolls. Here's how he views drop boxes.
We have ample video footage. Now, these drop boxes, in my mind, are illegal, and I believe that compromised our election.
3 weeks after the 2020 election, as Donald Trump and his allies were contesting their loss in Pennsylvania, Mastriano chaired a faux hearing in Gettysburg with fellow Republicans.
When we're dealing with a government and leadership in Harrisburg that wants to close their ears to what's happened during this election, and sadly, many in the media that are complicit and want to write off what happened.
A month later, Mastriano spent more than $3,000 to bus Trump supporters to Washington, D.C. on January 6th. He's also considered by some as an extremist, most notably for his rhetoric about his Democratic opponent, Josh Shapiro, who is Jewish. If elected, Mastriano has said he'd appoint a woman as Secretary of the Commonwealth. And it's widely reported that a woman named Toni Shoup is a leading candidate. She's the founder of a group called Audit the Vote PA, which claims to be a nonprofit organization advocating for a free and fair election across the state. Here's Shoup speaking on the podcast, The Cannabis Conservative.
We know that the election was stolen, that there were all these anomalies, and now essentially what we have is proof from knocking on doors and specifics on the ground.
The question is, if Shoup or another election denier were in the job, how could she change how elections are run or decided? Dan Mallinson is a political scientist at Penn State Harrisburg.
If we're thinking of the presidential race, the Secretary of State certifies the vote and then it goes to the governor to sign off on the slate of electors that ultimately then meets and casts their ballots for the Electoral College. That's certainly a big way that a Secretary of State could hold up the process or refuse to certify.
The Secretary of State could also suggest that counties restrict the use of drop boxes or mail-in voting. Mallinson says all kinds of fringe things could arise that people haven't even thought of. For instance, the Secretary of State could decide to delay the counting of votes cast in the Democratic stronghold of Philadelphia.
In the past, I would have said that that would be crazy, right? But it's entirely possible if somebody's willing to, you know, willing to put that kind of, I guess, chaos into the election process.
And Mallinson says an election decision could be thrown into the hands of state courts or lawmakers. Right now, Republicans hold a majority in both chambers of the state legislature.
Ultimately, a constitution or a set of statutes are words on a piece of paper. They don't enforce themselves. It requires willing and good actors to do the right thing for that system to function well and for people to have confidence in it.
Confidence. It's something that voters across Pennsylvania have already indicated they are losing in both the election process and the people who run them.
Okay, you are in downtown Allentown, and this is the Lehigh County Government Center.
Phillips Armstrong runs the local elections here. A county judge recently threw out a request by a Republican advocacy group hoping to limit the use of drop boxes. But the headwinds remain. Since 2020, Armstrong says election board members in more than half of Pennsylvania's 67 counties have left.
And the reason is we get threats, we get people, you know. We're not here that. We're here to make sure it's a verified, correctly done, and there's been no misinformation.
Armstrong says he's received threats himself. So has Al Schmidt. He's the former Republican commissioner of Philadelphia. When the 2020 results in Pennsylvania were being contested, Trump blamed him. Schmidt has since left public office and is now the president of a nonpartisan nonprofit called Committee of 70.
I think the more troubling thing with it is that the longer people believe in these lies, the harder I think it'll be to bring them around to reality.
And the reality is, these claims of election fraud in Pennsylvania are widely discredited, namely by Jim Martin. He's the Republican district attorney of Lehigh County.
It's almost ludicrous to attack, in my opinion, attack drop boxes when essentially you got hundreds of them throughout Lehigh County. They're called mailboxes. I would say that, you know, in Lehigh County, we haven't uncovered, I called it a smoking gun, we haven't uncovered any fraud as a result of it. I don't think there has been any.
Mastriano's Democratic opponent, Josh Shapiro, says if elected, he'll appoint a, quote, pro-democracy Secretary of State to protect mail-in voting. Here he is on MSNBC.
And I believe here in Pennsylvania, we have a unique responsibility to defend our democratic institutions and the very democracy that all of this progress we need to make is laid upon.
Just like 2020, Pennsylvania will be front and center in November's midterms. State election rules don't allow workers to start counting mail-in ballots until the morning of Election Day, so results will likely be late again. Political scientist Dan Mallinson says that presents a golden opportunity to sow disinformation, which slowly erodes democracy.
It's also important to be sober because democracies do die, right? And they do crumble. And so there's a lot of vigilance required to maintain democracy.
Something Pennsylvania voters will have to consider in electing their next governor, ultimately deciding the future of their state's elections. For Here and Now, I'm Sam Rafelson.